Hi, everyone. This is Anthony Feliciano, host of the Photo Talk podcast. I want to let you know that I will again be covering the annual Wedding and Portrait Photographers International Convention, also known as the WPPI Conference and Expo, in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand starting March 2nd through the 4th. I will be bringing you audio interviews with all popular vendors and well-known photographers from around the world. So be sure to listen to all new Photo Talk podcasts coming soon. And as always, be prepared to listen to new product reviews, special discounts and interesting guests, and of course, surprises. Be sure to become a follower of the Photo Talk podcast to stay up with all new episodes and announcements. See you on Photo Talk, all Photo Talk, all the time. Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, this is Anthony with Photo Talk, and I'm talking to Bill White about the new 4S, Nikon new 4S camera. He is a professional photographer, currently uses the Nikon D3S system. So it'd be interesting to find out what exactly his feelings are about the new D4S camera. So welcome to the program.
All right. Thanks, Anthony, for inviting me again.
Sure. So, Bill, I'm sure you don't know all the specs, so I'm going to then give a summary of it, and then you kind of tell me what you think based on your opinion on camera use. It is a new camera, just announced a few days ago. It's a 16.2 megapixel full-frame FXX CMOS sensor. It has expanded, XPEED4, which is the new image processing system, which is about 30% faster than the D4. And the standard ISO range on that camera is going to be 100 to 25,000, but you can increase it to ISO equivalent of about 409,000, which is pretty amazing and incredible. So it has 11 frames per second. It uses the Compact Flash XQD cards again. And it uses the new RAW file system, 12-bit uncompressed, and we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about the new battery that it comes with. So, Bill, what are your thoughts on the new features? Like, for example, is something that you would be interested in so far?
Well, I do a lot of night shooting. I like to do landscapes at night, and lower noise is something we're always looking for, which is why I got the D3S, because at the time the D3S came out, it had the lowest noise of any digital camera, so we could get really good night photography with it.
Okay.
But then I understood from a friend of mine who did some research that the new Nikon DF, it's got lower noise than the D3S. And now we understand that the D4S has got even lower noise than the DF.
Yeah, it seems to be getting better in the low noise part. Now, it has a $6,500 price tag. What do you think based on your needs? Is something you'd be interested in?
Well, not for me. That's a lot of camera and a lot of money. Night photography, I think if I was going to buy another camera, I'd buy the DF because it's more compact.
Yeah.
It's less than half the price, and it has a little bit lower noise than my D3S.
Okay.
So for me, I think I would say that the bulk of the people who are going to buy the 4S are going to be professional photographers who work for newspapers or magazines, or somebody else is paying for the camera, and they need to shoot very quickly, and they need to have the built-in Wi-Fi. But for me, I don't think it wouldn't justify the expense.
Okay. What about the Compact Flash versus the XQD slot? Now, do you think, have you heard anything good or bad about that combination?
I haven't talked to anybody who's actually used the XQD cards. To me, it seems like a boondoggle that Nikon went with that. They're the only camera that uses it, or maybe Sony has one. But I think think it's going to be orphaned, and they're twice as much as an SD or CF card, and I suppose they're a little faster. But you know, with even with my Nikon D800, which has a 36 megapixel file, I use 90X Delcon cards, and I never have to slow down my shooting. So I'm not sure what the purpose of the XQ card is. XQD is.
Yeah, well, originally the XQD card was created and then marketed by Sony. As a matter of fact, Sony does not use them on at all on any of their cameras.
What about Canon?
No one.
Only the Nikon.
Only the Nikon. So I'm going to say this later, but I like to have been a bug on that wall when the guy from Sony came in and said, "Hey, have I got a deal for you?
Yeah.
I got something that will be between an SD card and a compact flash card that will knock your socks off." And it, this is it right here. It's called the XQD card. And you can do it on your new D4. How does that sound?
And then they probably said, "Well, we'll give you a discount on the sensors if you include this new card for us."
You know what? That's probably true. And then the Nikon guy said, "Oh, that's great. You know, we might consider it. But which cameras are you using on yours? Which kind?"
And then he would say, "Oh, well, we're not using it on any of ours yet. We want you to try it out for us, since it's a high-end camera."
Oh, so you want us to try it, but you won't put it on any of your Sony cameras. Is that correct?
That's correct. Oh, and by the way, it's going to cost twice as much as a CF card, but it's going to be faster, twice as fast.
Oh, well, I'm sure that bug is probably thinking, "I don't know, this doesn't sound right. I hope it works." So now Nikon's committed to putting on two cameras, the D4 XQD card, which I don't really have a lot of feedback about the XQD card. And then they put it on the new 4S XQD card. So like Bill was saying, this is probably a more specific camera for a working professional who gets subsidized his equipment through the company that he's working for. So in summary, it looks like the D4, which will be out in for sale by the middle of next week, the middle of March, pre-orders are being taken by, of course, Adorama, BH Photo Video, and Amazon. And it will shoot 400,000 cycles, a shutter cycle actuations. And then the battery life is going to be anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000. So, Bill, I'm not sure how they can give us a range from 3,000 to 6,000 in battery life. What's going on there, you think?
Well, I think the range is, I find on my Nikons, if I turn off the display so it doesn't show automatically every time I take a shot, I get twice the battery life that I do if I have the display on. So it could be that you get 3,000 shots if the display comes on and 6,000 shots if it doesn't.
Okay. Well, it looks like, you know, that could be a way, but I'm not sure that it would double your battery life from 3,000 to 6,000. Because Nikon is saying it will do about 5,900, and some tests are showing it's about 3,000, so I'm not sure what they're doing. Maybe they're just blindly shooting it without preview. Right? Without video, of course, and all of that. So, but 3,000 on one charge is fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah. I probably, on my Nikon D800, I can get 1,200, maybe 13 or 1,400 shots shooting raw.
That's good.
And with the preview display off. And I turn it on when I need it.
Okay.
I don't know what else is really eating up. I think that eats like 80% of the battery life is the display.
Yeah.
And the shutter, of course, and
continuous burst mode, things like that.
Okay, so let me ask you before we end the conversation, Bill, would you consider buying the new D4S?
I guess if I won the lottery, I might. I can't see for someone like myself, who's mostly a landscape photographer, that's not the ideal camera for me. If I was in sports or an event photographer, I would consider it. But for landscapes, the D800 is a clear winner.
Okay.
And I imagine Nikon's probably going to come out with a D800S pretty soon, which will probably have a better processor and maybe a little faster. Because I think I can only get 4 frames per second with my D800 because the file size is so huge.
Okay. All right, well, there you heard it from Bill White, experienced photographer, who currently has the D800 as well as the D3S. And this is just the first look at the new D4S and its features. So thanks for your time, Bill. See you next time.
Thank you, Anthony.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time. So long.